Yesterday, WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reported on expanded treatment options in Maryland for people with opioid addictions. Today, she follows 56-year-old Al Jackson, who has been addicted to heroin since he was a kid, in his search for treatment. In this installment of our series, In the Hole, Understanding Maryland's Opioid Epidemic.
It's been 48 hours since Daryl Burrell called an intake counselor and got his friend, Al Jackson, a spot in the treatment program, Powell Recovery, in Fells Point. But first, Al wants to get his prescription for Suboxone filled. It's one of the three FDA-approved medications that can help block the craving for heroin. So Daryl is in his parked car, anticipating a call from Al.
I just sit there and wait, and it's like, it's a process.
And he's worried. Anything can happen.
He never got this close, as far as like saying that he was going to do this, and it's like I'm still nervous.
The two have been friends since elementary school.
It wasn't always like this. We played basketball. We did normal stuff as kids. We used to be on the tot lot. It was called a tot lot in South Baltimore, where we used to go, everybody used to meet up there.
But then they started drinking at an early age, malt liquor, and smoking cigarettes and marijuana, and popping pills, Valium. And by the time they were 14 or 15...
We started out shooting heroin. No, we didn't know that it was addictive. We didn't know that we would be, hooked on drugs. We didn't have a clue what we was actually putting in our bodies.
Al's been addicted ever since. Daryl is recovering from his addiction and is an outreach worker for Be More Power, an opioid outreach group. Now he's waiting to take his childhood best friend to an inpatient program. He says this is it for Al. There's no other way.
You're either gonna get yourself together or you're going to die in the street from using drugs, because it's like you're using fentanyl, and fentanyl is the number one killer.
State health officials say fentanyl is the leading cause of opioid overdoses in Maryland by far. It's deadlier than heroin, and it's cheaper too, which is why drug dealers mix it with heroin and cocaine. In fact, many people say you can't find heroin without fentanyl anymore.
That's not my head. Hello?
The phone rings. It's Al.
So what, you want me to come around there?
You know where you took me at last time?
It's on Reed Street.
We drive over to the pharmacy and walk in.
There you go. Hey, Mr. Jackson. Hello.
Hey,
we see Al immediately. He's sitting down with a pharmacist.
It hurt, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have went to the hospital. I should have been went to the hospital for this.
He's in pain. His wrist is swollen and his entire forearm is limp. He tells the pharmacist he slipped. She fits him for a brace, but...
Oh, I ain't got no $25 a day.
That's more than he has.
Man, I ain't got no $25 a day. I need that thing bad, though, man.
Yeah.
I put it on my wrist, man. I'm messing.
What happened to your wrist? It looks...
I fell. I was all messed up. And I slipped, tripped over the curb, and before I hit my face, I took my hand and did like this to block my face from hitting the ground. And I put my hand out there, covered.
He gets his Suboxone prescription filled and leaves the pharmacy. But Al insists Daryl take him to an emergency room instead of Powell Recovery.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Okay.
All right, because I ain't got no money for it to pay for that today.
Okay.
I'm going to go around the hospital.
I'm going to talk to Gina. Gina told me to bring you around there.
The day?
She told me to bring you to her. To Gina Bunn. So we're going to get you in there.
Daryl's not having it. He says Gina Higgins, a counselor at Powell, is waiting for him with an inpatient bed. They have an appointment. But Al is wincing in pain. He wants to put off treatment for his addiction until he can get treatment for his arm. For people with Medicaid, like Al, opioid treatment programs have doubled in Baltimore, from 15 to 30 over the last 6 years. And yet, in 2018, more than 2,000 Marylanders died from opioid overdoses, and those are mostly related to fentanyl. So what's been stopping Al from getting treatment? So many things, Daryl explains.
The drugs are so strong and so powerful nowadays that it takes you right back to where you, into your comfort zone. And that's using and the chase and getting up in the morning. Some people, it's like a job to them.
Daryl says when you take the drugs away, reality sets in.
You got bills, you got cable, you got kids, you got grandkids. All the stuff that was an afterthought, it pops right up on you.
And so Daryl is trying to pull Al away from his comfort zone and into reality. But it's a struggle. Al and Daryl bicker as Daryl drives. They go back and forth until eventually we get to the treatment center.
You made it better.
There are lots of people on the sidewalk, and Al and Daryl know some of them. Gina meets us there, says she'd like to get Al processed today. Al walks in quietly, doesn't say much.
Let's give me a list of what he need, whatever he had. Okay. And I'll buy the stuff that he needs.
Okay.
All right?
All right, I'm sorry.
We drive off.
I mean, I feel good about the whole situation.
But only a minute or so later, he gets a call.
Hello? Hello? He what?
Soon we're back at Powell Recovery. Miss Gina and Al are waiting on the sidewalk. Al gets back in the car.
All right,
thanks, Gene.
All right, baby.
I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Ain't got nothing being cool. It's just got something. Maybe you're going to do what you're saying, what you're going to do. Yeah, I'm saying that's what they're here for, man. You got to stop making all these excuses, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to stop making excuses for yourself. You feel what I'm saying? You might not make it to Monday.
They drop me off on the way to the emergency room. And a few days later, Daryl leaves a message on my voicemail.
I was calling you because Alpha went to the emergency room and his wrist was broken two places.
The broken wrist, that was real, not an excuse. However, Daryl tells me, Al is still out there. He's still fighting it. But he never went that far before. So Daryl says he's still waiting. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find previous installments in our series on Maryland's opioid epidemic online at wypr.org.